This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, dial toll free here. Bring up anything that you want. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And our Discord on-air call-in line room is available to you as well. Just hop on into that. It's our top chat room in our Discord server, which you can reach by going to discord.lrn.fm. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Kernan.
And TJ the Spy.
We've been talking about Uber driving. TJ joining us again. It has been a while. Too long, TJ, since we've
Show.
I've missed you. So it's good to have you back, even though it'll be just for a short time, as you're visiting us for ForkFest, which kicks off tomorrow. We are here on ForkFest Eve, which is, by the way, the second edition of ForkFest, the second annual of a decentralized libertarian camping event in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground, which we will tell you a lot more about over the next several days, because that's where we're going to be broadcasting from. But if you want, you can learn more about that over at ForkFest.party, which is the unofficial website for what is, again, an event where there's no tickets. You just go and show up and camp with other libertarians and have a good time, hopefully. Let's go back to the calls here, your calls and thoughts first, and then we can talk about how Uber says they can tell if you're drunk by the way you're handling your phone as a passenger in Uber. Vernon is in New Orleans. Vernon, you're a fellow Uber driver along with TJ here in the studio, and you were frustrated because your second ride out, somebody puked in the back of your car, and TJ, you say you've been doing nighttime driving, but you've had 1,000 rides so far and not one puke.
Not one puke.
Well, Vernon? Good for you. What about surging? Do you think that it's worth your time to be online while it's not surging, or do you kind of focus on surge areas? Does that even matter?
Let's explain what the surge is.
Okay,
TJ.
So the surge is Uber's market mechanism for matching supply and demand. So in the event it's snowing out, obviously Uber drivers, we don't want to be driving because we could damage our cars and get in an accident. Mm. We want to go home. But all of a sudden, Uber will start raising their fares. That encourages us to say, hey, you know, I won't risk it for $15 an hour, but for $60 an hour, I'll risk driving in the blizzard conditions.
Yeah.
And at the same time, the rising prices says to people, yeah, you know, it's going right now. There's a lot of demand. I think I'll just wait or I'll walk.
Yeah.
You know, I'll take alternative means. So it pushes down demand. So
the customers are aware when the surge happens.
Oh, yes. It'll say that right now there's a surge in effect. And
you've got to pay twice as much or three times as much, or
nine times.
Up to nine times, I believe, is the maximum, right?
You know,
is it nine?
I don't know what the theoretical maximum is, but okay. I've seen a maximum of five is the highest I've ever seen it. But
and sometimes this will not just be like snow conditions. It's any conditions in which the demand is higher than
the
available supply.
Yeah, like the Red Rock Theater in Colorado. It's a beautiful place, but when there's a thing there, you'll see a big red splotch right up on the west side of Denver, and you know that there's a Red Rocks concert going on.
So if you hang out in that area, you're going to get some big money.
Uber and Lyft will tell you when the big events are happening. They'll say, hey, there's a Rockies game going on downtown. It ends at 9 p.m., so there's going to be a huge surge. You might want to head down there now. The answer to my question is I usually drive not during the surges, but I usually drive during the rush hour because I find those pay more per hour on average than during the day. But more important than that to me is the quality of the time I'm spending in the cab. If I'm going to spend 10 hours in my car, I prefer to deal with, like, airport passengers because they're not drunk usually. They're usually, it's a long fare.
Yeah, you got to pay a lot of money in an airport to get drunk.
Yeah. And the best part is, you know, there's like a 2-hour wait for an airport fare, so I get to queue up and wait in the parking lot for 2 hours and read a book. So I'm getting paid, you know, $10 an hour to sit and read a book that I really want to read.
Yeah, but you don't get paid when you don't have a
fare. No, I'm averaging out the amounts. So it'll be a $40 fare, and if it's like a 2-hour wait and a 1-hour fare, then you just kind of do the math. But the answer, my friend, I say it's more important to focus on instead of the money is do you enjoy doing it? And as long as you don't feel distressed or miserable, then I would say do what makes the most money. But the most important thing, if you're miserable at the end of every shift, that's not going to last very long. You're going to burn yourself out. You understand?
Right. Yeah, that's exactly right. Do we have time for a couple more questions or not?
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay.
For TJ, the Uber driver.
Do you like driving in severe weather? Here, they shut down every interstate, every road. Doesn't even matter. I mean, it only snows a quarter of an inch every 10 years. But when it does, there's nothing going on. So I was
right.
just curious if you like driving in the weather, and I'm sure you all can handle snow a lot better than we could.
Oh, yes, it clears out. I personally do. My favorite time to drive is at night because the traffic's really low. And so if you make a mistake, it's very forgiving. If you're
right.
in the middle of the daytime in downtown Denver, you better know where the heck you're going and what lane you want to
yeah.
be in because it's jam-packed.
No forgiveness.
Oh, no, very little. Yeah. Horns everywhere.
Have you ever had anyone want to smoke in your car? And then I have a comment.
Smoke what?
Weed
smoke
or anything.
Smoke,
yeah,
yeah, actually, I'm very forgiving, so I say if
now,
you...
Now, of course, Colorado is the one of the legal states.
My rule is, if you want to smoke pot in my car, go right ahead, my good sir. If you want to smoke a real cigarette, not an e-cigarette, but if you want to smoke a real cigarette in my car, sure, try not to get any ashes, just blow the smoke and ashes out the window.
Now, that could upset other customers, though, right?
Well, I have Febreze, and I descent the car afterwards,
I would rather... Does that actually cover it, though?
That doesn't work.
Well, it works well enough. I haven't had any complaints, but I would rather have a customer enjoy a cigarette in my car than to have them grumpy because they couldn't smoke in my car. So I've had that like three or four times. They said, "Can I smoke in your car?" I said, "Absolutely, my good sir."
Interesting.
And that's just my
preference. Like, it sounds like you are very comedy. It sounds like I could bring my girlfriend back there and mess around if I wanted to.
Has that happened?
The weirdest thing that's ever happened.
Actually, this might be opportunity. That right there.
Yeah.
Don't they have like the sex cabs?
Yeah, like a Joe Conforti who ran the Mustang Ranch before he was a taxi driver out there in Vegas. But where was I going?
Sex in the back of the cab.
Oh, yes. The weirdest thing I've ever had happen is two British gentlemen got in the back, and they said, "Pardon me, we don't mean to offend you." But they were like,
"Grey Poupon?"
Yeah, well, they were like 30 years old, uh-huh. and they were on, you know, visiting from the UK. But they said, "Do you know where we could get any cocaine?" And I said, "Well, hold on. Okay, Google. Show me a list of all cocaine arrests here in Denver." Showing a list for all cocaine arrests here in Denver. And it would show me where all the... I said, "Well, it looks like we can go down to Colfax, and there's a lot of arrests down there, so I'm assuming." And so we did. We drove down onto Colfax, and we would just go up, "Hey, man, do you got any good..."
"Yo, you holding?"
"Holding."
Yeah.
"And what are you looking for?" You know, and so...
Did they score? Did they score the cocaine?
They did.
That's amazing. You are the best Uber driver.
Of course he had to ask Big Brother where it was at, so you just letting the fans know where you're at.
Hey, thanks for the call,
what
Vernon.
You're up to and what you're doing.
For the recorded shows, please, I don't mean this mean, but please don't make it sound like an infomercial. Talk about some current events or something, because I love listening to y'all's recorded shows while you're gone. And I'm so glad you get a vacation, but please just add some other content besides interviewing other businesses and stuff. Thank you very much.
Okay. I guess you're talking about the upcoming Fort Fest. We don't really do business interviews, but we do talk to the people who are at the events, and sometimes they're doing things. So, like, we're going to definitely talk to the guy who runs Liberty.menu. But if there's something in the news, then we can't ignore it, and we'll talk about it. But there you go. So here's a story from Yahoo and The Telegraph. "For many commuters who've had one too many after work, Uber has been a godsend, allowing over-the-limit passengers to stumble into a cab and get dropped off outside their door at the touch of a button. But those days could be numbered after the taxi app has invented a system for detecting drunk passengers and alerting drivers before they're picked up. A patent submitted by Uber details a system that uses artificial intelligence to identify passengers exhibiting unusual behavior and could even choose to deny them a ride if they are acting uncharacteristically."
What if that's just their nature? What if they're just kind of bobbly, hobbly people?
And good point. Somebody commented on the article saying, "Hey, I've got Parkinson's disease."
Exactly.
Going on here, though, according to the patent, the algorithm would be able to look out for the user making typos, not precisely clicking on links and buttons, the way they are holding the phone, their walking speed, and how long it takes them to request the ride. The system, branded a tool for predators by experts, will also look out for factors such as the time of day and where a ride is requested to determine a passenger's state. For example, it may decide if a user is drunk if they're walking down a street that has a nightclub in the early hours of the morning on a weekend while clumsily typing. Now, of course, I have to ask, you know, why you would want to deny these people a ride. Ultimately, these are the bread and butter of the nighttime Uber business,
and
right?
And as far as servicing the community, this is what you're for. You're for keeping these knuckleheads off their out of their cars.
Right. You're keeping people from making serious errors and getting behind the wheel. In fact, when Uber comes into areas, you see that it's correlative, but DUIs go down.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown, not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it, but we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Join us here on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Our Discord on-air call-in line room is available to you. over at discord.lrn.fm. And, of course, we'll take your calls about what you want. We've been talking about Uber. They apparently now have a patent that they filed to determine whether or not the users of their program are drunk. And there's some people who are saying this is not a good thing. Uber is actually, their suggestion here is they might actually use it to deny people the ability to get a ride, which just doesn't make any sense why they would do that. I think that's speculation on the part of the people looking at the patent. I don't think Uber has said we're going to deny people rides because they're drunk. But we'll get into the back into the story here in a moment. I do want to let you know about Liberty.menu. If you are a liberty-oriented person, if you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, and you want to find other businesses that have that same viewpoint, then Liberty.menu is the place to go. It is a liberty-friendly business directory. It also has events listings and digital content listings as well. So ForkFest has its own category there, and the different things that are happening at ForkFest, you can actually add whatever. So if you decide, TJ, during ForkFest, if you're going to have your Ross Ulbricht letter-writing event at a specific time and day, you could go and create an event and put it under the ForkFest category at Liberty.menu, and it's completely free to do this. So whatever your business is, you can list them all over at Liberty.menu, and it's free. Now, you can pay for some upgrades if you need to, but they're the basic level site. You can totally do it for free, which is awesome, and it works well. It's a nice-looking site, and the founder of Liberty.menu is going to be at ForkFest himself. So check it out. Liberty.menu, if you want, you can use code FTL, and you can get a special badge for your user profile, which will let people know you're a Free Talk Live listener. That's Liberty.menu. As we continue here, the story saying that Uber has filed a patent that is allegedly going to use artificial intelligence to determine whether or not you are drunk if you are a wannabe passenger on Uber. And they may deny you for a ride. Or drivers could be alerted of their passenger's state, and riders acting in an especially strange manner may only be matched with drivers with relevant experience or training. So maybe what they'll do is they'll allow drivers to decide, I'm willing to deal with drunks, or I don't want to deal with drunks. And then they'll use this new sorting system to sort of pre-sort a rider as to whether or not they believe they are drunk. And again, they're looking at how they're walking. Are they near a bar? Are they messing up their texting?
Well, how long before the government gets a hold of this technology and just starts issuing you a $500 public intoxication fine on your smartphone? Because
that's a scary concept. I hope that never happens, but it's a good question. Drunk riders may also be presented with an alternative version of the app and a user interface on the app. The app may change the pickup or drop-off location to somewhere safer or more accessible, such as a well-lit main street. It could also prevent the passenger from joining shared rides, which kind of makes sense, right? Like if you...
That has happened, and I will say that is if you have a drunk passenger on an Uber pool, mm-hmm. where you can get a little cheaper fare if you're willing to carpool with someone, a random stranger, and... you know, if you have someone who's really intoxicated in the back and then, you know, a businessman gets in and he's having to share with them and say, well, sir, this is an Uber pool. You knew the risk.
Right.
You wanted the cheaper fare. If you want the higher fare, Uber X, then it's just you.
Right.
But
and there's a risk that the cheaper fare could result you in sitting, you know, next to a drunk guy who could puke on you. So
yes.
You know, there's a risk there.
Oh, yeah.
It could also, it says here, it's not presently known whether the system detailed in the patent, which was filed in December of 2016 by the San Francisco company, will come into action on the app. Experts fear it may allow drivers to undertake drunk hunting and manipulate fare prices to take advantage of a user's state. Well, those experts obviously don't know what they're talking about because you don't get to set the fare on Uber.
Correct.
Uber sets the fare. Now,
and you can accept it or deny it.
Right. Now, Uber may decide to charge drunk people more, which is fine, as far as I'm concerned, because
now,
you've got to clean up a mess.
That is a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
I don't know. On the other hand, there is certain, you know, letting drunk people get home safely is part of my job. It's part of the feel-good part. So, like, there's the money, of course, but there's also the knowledge that I'm helping poor people get to their jobs. I'm helping drunk people get home safely. So there's that aspect of the job that's kind of rewarding as well.
He says, so the supposed expert, a professor from the Cass Business School in London says, quote, this opens up the opportunity for drivers to identify drunk passengers and potentially take advantage of it. It could lead to the possibility of some drivers avoiding drunk passengers and, in the worst cases, drunk hunting. It may also make journeys safer for drunk passengers, so if they know who's a risky driver, they might prevent that unsafe driver from picking up vulnerable riders. It could mean that they offer different prices for drunk passengers, which means Uber could take advantage of a user state to charge them more. But the fact is, Uber does offer you a drunk cleanup fee. If you are a driver and a drunk person pukes in the back of your car, as I recall, you've got to take a picture of the puke and then take a picture of the cleanup effort, I suppose, and then send that into Uber, and they will send you a drunk fee, basically, for having to do that extra work.
I've never had to take advantage of that.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. But that would be a good reason to charge a little bit more for the drunks, right? Like a little insurance fee.
Yeah, I would just like, well, I just, the reason is drunks, of course, there's like three classes of drunks, your happies, your sads, and your angries, or your rowdies.
Or you're passed out.
Honestly, I'd prefer the passed out drunk, because when you get rowdy, I mean, it's just like, and it's hard to drive when you're trying to focus on them in the back and making sure they don't destroy your setup.
Right.
Yeah.
John Boyd, spokesperson for Taxi Cab Limousine and Paratransit Association, said, quote, Uber will say this is a way to protect passengers, but this does just the opposite. The very pursuit of this patent is a prime exhibit of how Uber wants to breach and exploit your privacy. He says, we know they can't be trusted to handle such nuclear material when it comes to your private and sensitive information. Now, of course, this guy's with the taxi cab industry, right? So the taxi industry...
He's got nothing to lose.
...hates Uber.
Yeah. Oh,
and they will attack them at every opportunity. Oh, yeah. Have you experienced any of that? Have you
run across any irate...
No. We actually...
Horse and buggy drivers who are trying to...
No, cab drivers respect... I mean, we're not... I mean... We cater to a different clientele. We're not allowed to pick up street fares. The cabs are. And so with Uber and Lyft, you have to summon us in order to pick you up. But no, I've never had any irate competition. And I think it's because here's the thing. The cab drivers, if Uber pays better, they'd be working for Uber.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that if you're a cab driver, you're working for a cab, there has to be something about that job, be it the benefits or the boss. Maybe you like the boss that you work with, or maybe you like the car, or you just like, I don't know. But there are many reasons to accept a job, and generally the money is not the most important reason you should accept a job.
The toll-free number if you want to join us on the radio here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Of course, you can bring up what you want. On the way, Canada getting ready to become the first G7 nation to make marijuana legal across the entire country.
Da, 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 da. Is Vincent still the former host who's Canadian?
He is. He's currently not in Keene. He's on summer break from college. So Vincent's actually hosting his own show now on Saturday nights on LRN.FM. So he'll be doing that this weekend.
Oh, good. Well, I need to ask him if he'd be willing to marry me for Canadian citizenship. Just kind of...
Really?
Well, you know, it's always...
You want to be a Canadian citizen is what you're saying?
Well, yeah, because, you know, you never can be too careful. You need to have backup in case the U.S., you know, collapses.
He might be willing to do it. I mean, he is the starving college boy.
You never know. Speaking of, when we come back from the break, I have some questions about some vocabulary.
Okay, gotcha.
That you might be able to help me with.
What kind of vocab?
We'll get there.
We'll get to it. All right, we're coming up here in moments. 855, 450, free like freedom, whether it's driving or pot or whatever.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The Federal Reserve announced it will raise interest rates a quarter percentage point and signaled that it could raise interest rates at least twice more this year. Most Federal Reserve officials now expect at least 4 rate increases this year, up from a previous projection in March of 3 rate increases. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says the economy is strong as a short-term rate hike was announced.
Today, we've taken another step in that process by raising our target range for the federal funds rate by a quarter of a percentage point.
Business reporter Jason Brooks.
The central bank says it's making the move based on continued strength in the job market as well as rising inflation. Expect the Fed to get more aggressive in the future as it's signaling it could raise rates 2 more times in 2018, one more than had been expected.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free to control the airwaves and bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And our Skype username is lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out to us in either of those ways. And also our Discord on-air call-in line room. Go to discord.lrn.fm. You can hop into the chat rooms that we have there. And they're always hopping. There's always people in there talking during the show. And sometimes they have voice chats after Free Talk Live is over. So get on over to discord.lrn.fm. If you're into cryptocurrency, you've probably gotten into Bitcoin when you started, but now you might be looking at some of the alternatives, the altcoins as they're called. What do you get? Where do you look? There's a lot of options. There's over 1,500 choices just at CoinMarketCap alone, listing so many different choices. You couldn't possibly spend the time that you would have to look at them all. So we suggest you start with Zencash if you love liberty. If you're a voluntarist, Zencash was made by people like you, people who understand the ideas of voluntary interaction. It's right there in their white paper. You can see it for yourself at Zencash.com. They are they've got a very secure node system. There's over 11,000 secure nodes, and those secure nodes get paid in Zen in order to run their secure nodes, and that makes them the number two most number two on the rankings of who has the most nodes in the entire world. So they've got even more than the Bitcoin system does. So very very, very cool stuff. And they've got privacy, some of the best technology out there for privacy, the zero-knowledge anonymity privacy system over at Zencash.com. Go there, learn more about it, and get started at Zencash.com. As we continue here, we've got TJ the Spy in the studio now. He's TJ the Uber driver, and we've been talking about all things Uber-related here tonight since we have you here. Conan, you said you had a question for TJ, though.
Yeah, it's nice to have TJ in because he might have some answers for me finally, because this is something I've been going over.
Go right ahead. I've thought it over, and I believe I have an answer for you.
Okay, here.
He hasn't asked on the air yet.
In our vocabulary, we have two terms. Mm-hmm. We have the twink, mm-hmm. and a twink is usually a young, attractive gay man.
Yes.
And he is usually lavished with gifts.
Yes.
All right. And then we also have the term cougar, mm-hmm. who is an older woman who goes after a younger man. Mm-hmm. Why don't we have the reciprocal of those two terms?
Well, I
what is the opposite of a twink? What is the opposite of a cougar?
A twink would be a daddy. The one who chases the twink is the daddy or the sugar daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And for the cougar, we typically have the sugar baby or a boy toy
boy toy.
Yeah, you like the boy toy one.
Well, I'm not a cougar. I'm just saying that one sounds good to me.
But they never come up. They make sense. You know, it's the sugar baby, the sugar daddy.
Yeah.
They make sense, but they don't ever really come up in conversation. But the cougar and the twink, they're always available.
I don't know. Like, what kind of conversations are you getting into, Cody? Where you're like, you know, there was this cougar and twink that I once knew, and just like at the school board meeting, do you bring these terms up? Like,
actually, I've been hit on by cougars. And I
really?
Have been, and I have been the twink. I'm not gay, but I have been in that predicament.
Okay, gosh, I gotcha.
Where some older gay men were trying to hit on you. Yeah.
Well, you know, they have the gay for pay thing now. That's becoming more popular with the younger generation. Apparently, when I was older, it was very simple.
Is that another Uber service?
No. You know, gosh darn it. When I was younger, things were so simple. You had gay, straight, and bisexual if you kind of wanted to play both sides of the fence.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have transgender and pansexual and metrosexual, and they have all these terms, and I get
everyone wants to be unique, and they want to be individual, and so they got to come up with their own stuff. It's getting out of hand, really.
And honestly, I just, you know, my position on sexual orientation has always been the individual should do what's best for them, regardless of what I think,
including making money off of their situation.
It's kind of an interesting question. If there's a straight guy who comes to me and says, "Dude, I'm a convicted felon. I can't get a job. I need a car." And you know, I'm like, well, that's kind of a big favor. What do you have to offer me? And they don't have any collateral, no job skills, no service.
Just their body.
Just their body. And I can say, you know, you can offer something to me that would make me incredibly happy. And I can offer something to you that will make you incredibly happy and better off because you can have a car. And nobody needs to know about it. And if they do, who cares? Because guess what? It was a
volunteer. You got a car.
You got a car. And so that was the thing. What if somebody finds out that I did this? And I say, take the check that I wrote for you for $5,000 and just say, ha, you know, and laugh all the way to the bank.
Wave it in their face.
Wave it in their face, you know. And so that's one of those things that, and by the way, I love it how with Stormy Daniels, $130,000 to keep quiet about Donald Trump having sex. So apparently in this country, if you accept sex, pay money for sex, you're an awful, evil person. But if you get paid a lot of money,
you're smart.
Sex, then you're smart and shrewd and savvy.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah, double standard there.
Hey, let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. Sarah, would you describe yourself as a cougar?
I'm almost 50, but I'm just celibate. I just I have to fear the Lord.
Respect to that.
You know something? I am held to a different standard. You know, you guys could date and have fornication or whatever, but I'm not allowed to do all that.
I understand.
So now, is it a religious choice?
Well, you know something? The Lord expects me to be in marriage, to be in sex, and I'm too mentally ill. I have OCD. I'm not capable of having a healthy relationship. I have trust issues, so I just stay celibate. That's the way that I like to be. But I just want to bring up a little bit off of, did you know that Canadians were always going to vacations in Havana, Cuba? That was one of the resort destinations.
It has been legal for Canadians to travel to Cuba. Yeah, that's been the case.
They were going in vacations there, and I learned that from this show. There was a Canadian as one of the hosts. Like, he has family in Canada, and he says, well, they used to go to vacation in Havana and go to their hotels.
That was on this show? Amazing. On Free Talk Live?
Yeah, on this show. I don't know who, one of your guests. And,
well, Vincent, who's our young Vincent from Canada, that may have been him. I don't recall the episode. I don't think we've ever had another Canadian co-host here.
I think it sounded like a really young guy. It must have been him.
Yeah. Could be.
And then,
well, what made you bring it up though? I mean, Cuba. Was there some news or something that brought this to your mind?
Well, the thing is, recently, you know, Trump has been, wanting to sanction Canada. Did you know that?
No, I hadn't heard that.
Tariffs,
yeah.
I don't know about sanctions.
Well they want to, because they're turning communist. They had like 91 Communist Party members run for parliament. They were trading partners with Canada.
Well, people running for parliament doesn't mean they're winning parliament. How many of the communists actually won seats in Canada's parliament?
I really don't know. But
yeah, so you don't get to say that Canada's becoming communist. That'd be like us saying that New Hampshire, that the United States is becoming libertarian because the libertarians run a few hundred candidates every year. I mean, they never win. They get 2% or whatever, and they don't have
a
chance.
Justin Trudeau, man, he's
pretty lefty.
Yeah, he's
right?
Pretty left.
Yeah, I'm not saying Canada's not leftist. I'm just saying, are they straight up commie?
And they're not doing very well in the free speech market either.
That's my
point. Mexico and Canada was invited to the World Cup. So, and Russia is very much involved with this soccer tournament, like World Cup. So, you know, what does that tell you? Canada is on the axe list with Trump, and they're invited to the World Cup, and Russia is running it or so, something like that. So, what I'm saying is that Canada has a very much of a communist influence that I'm beginning to learn a lot more on the show. Because,
well, maybe you should
know,
move to Canada. I mean, have you thought about that?
Well, you know what? I have a more important job of teaching people about communism here because I turned communist in Boston.
But wait a minute, if Canada is having this communist surge, if you will, then wouldn't it mean that it'd be easier to teach people if there's more commies around in Canada for you to work with and you can work together on things? I think you should give it some serious consideration. Maybe move up to Vancouver or something like that.
I think you need to have a job to move to Canada from out of...
Good point. She's on welfare, so I don't know if they're going to want her. Hey, thanks for the call here tonight, Sarah. Coming up here, we've got a special guest for the Edgington Post that we're going to wrap the show out with, and then we'll be at ForkFest starting tomorrow. See you then.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro 1 G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Oh, do you have that right?
Yes, you do.
Excellent. And you're from conservatives questioning the death penalty?
Sure. It's conservatives concerned about the death penalty.
All right. One doesn't generally think of conservatives as the sort of people that are concerned with the death penalty. I've been on the on talk radio for a long time, and if somebody calls in and disagrees with my stand on the death penalty, which is anti-death penalty, they generally are not, they're not liberals, right? They're usually conservative. God, guts, and guns, right? You're responsible for your actions.
That's right, and it's very interesting, Mark, because we're seeing lots of conservative and libertarian folks who are reconsidering their stance on the death penalty, many who maybe supported the death penalty for all of their lives and are sort of rethinking the issue and thinking about things like the cost of the death penalty. And folks are often shocked to know that every cost study ever conducted has shown that the death penalty is far more expensive than any other sentence. So as fiscal conservatives, folks are concerned about that. We talk about innocence and the fact that innocent
people are convicted. Well, let's go into the cost first.
Go ahead.
Before we get into innocence, let's just talk about the cost, because conservatives love to talk about cost. When we talk about dollars and cents here, obviously custody on death row is going to cost a bit more than custody elsewhere, but there's already people on death row, so an individual being asked, added to that group is really just another bologna sandwich three times a day, right?
That's what people think, and I hear people really question me when I make that statement that the death penalty is more expensive than life without parole, because it's very counterintuitive. It doesn't make a lot of sense. But what folks don't understand, and what I didn't know until I started doing this work, is that actually the majority of the cost comes in the initial trial process. And so in a death penalty case, there are two trials instead of one. There's your normal trial process to determine guilt or innocence, and then there's an entirely separate trial phase that is the sentence sentencing phase in a death penalty case. So that's incredibly expensive, and oftentimes that cost is burdened on counties. So we've seen counties, there was a county in Montana that was nearly right. bankrupted by a single death penalty case. Wow. So it's incredibly expensive.
Yeah, and let's not forget the, all the mandatory appeals that go That's into right. things, too. Obviously, conservatives want to say things like, well, the death penalty should, once given, should be enacted within 45 minutes or whatever the claim is. But we don't, we live in the real world, and in the real world, we deal with these mandatory appeals and those sorts of things.
That's right. And they're in place for a reason. I mean, we know that there have been over 160 people who've been exonerated from death rows across our country since the 70s. So we make mistakes. You know, I've got
humans
to know
make mistakes, times. Turns out.
That's right. That's right. I mean, who knew that our government does not run perfectly and that, you know, that we have an error-prone system. And so that's scary. And I think you're seeing a lot of conservatives and particularly libertarians who say, wait a minute, we have a problem here. We need to take a step back.
Yeah, I think in many ways, conservatism is the parent of libertarianism. I'm not saying that libertarianism is a conservative ideology. I came from the side of things where I'm looking at stuff from a financial standpoint. I believe that taxes should be low, that business functions better when there's less of a burden of government on them from a taxation side and a regulation side. And the death penalty is just, from a cost standpoint, it doesn't make any sense. There's not much evidence that it's successful in the area of sort of reducing crime. There's some, like you can point to some, but not much. And, you know, there's these, then you have to ask, is it worth all of that money versus just life in prison, which is a really crappy thing to have happen to you, right? Life in prison is awful. And the death penalty presumably is awful, but we really don't know what goes on after death. Obviously, keeping somebody on death row for 10 years or something like that is, that's about as awful as it could be. I think if anybody chose their own death, the last thing they would choose would be like, I'd like to be incapacitated for 10 years and then die. And so maybe it fits into the area of cruel and unusual. That might, that might be debatable depending on how people view it. So let's talk about innocence now.
Yes. So as I said, this is an incredible problem that we have. And I think even when I started this work, I would have told you, yeah, I'm sure there are some folks who are actually innocent and who are sentenced to death. But I had no idea of the numbers. And we're talking about one person for every 10 people who are executed is innocent. Those are significant odds. You know, those are startling statistics. As conservatives and libertarians, we say that this is not acceptable, that we know that this system is run by human beings, and therefore we can't have a system in place that takes away life, right? I mean, that's the ultimate punishment and the ultimate power that we give to our government.
Yeah, when somebody advocates for the death penalty, they generally, the first thing that they do is they say something to the effect of, well, imagine if you're related to the victim. What if it was your mother? What if it was your daughter? What if it was, you know, somebody else? Obviously, we have to look at things from an emotional standpoint. Emotions are important. But imagine if you were incarcerated. Imagine if you were the mother of somebody who was incarcerated wrongly for 10 years and then executed, because that happens 1 out of 10 times. And to advocate for this inefficiency, because somebody can be let out of prison. I mean, obviously you can't give them the years of their life back, but they can be let out of prison, and usually they will express gratitude for that. They may be upset about the time they lost, but they're going to be grateful for the time that they're getting free. You cannot bring somebody back from the dead, and frankly, no one cares once somebody's executed whether or not they're innocent. No one's looking.
That's right. And that's a great point, because oftentimes I get asked that question, well, how many people have been executed who are innocent? And the truth is we will never know. There aren't folks who are going around trying to dig up evidence on these cases where a person has already been executed. And so we have no idea, you know, of those numbers. But Mark, you bring up a good point, and one that I hear very often when I'm at places like CPAC and other conferences, tabling and talking to conference goers. You know, people do want to talk about victims, right? I mean, we want to talk about how do we take care of victims' family members after a homicide happens? And as a mother, I have two daughters, and I certainly understand that emotion, like you said, and that sort of vengeance and that, you know, if somebody hurt my children, I certainly would feel that gut level reaction to want to harm that person. But what I have found when I've talked to murder victims' family members all over the country is that the death penalty is actually harmful to family members who've lost a loved one because of the appeals process that you named. Because, you know, they're promised this closure that will happen and that they're going to feel better and justice will be carried out. And the fact of the matter is, oftentimes the person who is sentenced to death ends up with a different sentence anyway or dies of natural causes. So we give this very false promise that is harmful to victims' family members.
And let's not forget the, you know, so when somebody's sentenced to life, whatever the case may be, the victims have an opportunity to come to closure on their own terms. I mean, that has to happen, or it doesn't happen. I mean, whatever, they have to come to that on their own terms. No one can make that happen for them. And the system that we have now, and remember, you don't get to design a new death penalty system. You have to deal with the one that we have today. And the one we have today is suboptimal in just about every way that imaginable. So what we have today is that the victims are constantly badgered about, can you want to come to this court case? Do you want to sit here? Do you want to make sure that this is executed? You know, like they're always being updated on what's going on with the case, with the mandatory appeals and all that stuff, and then finally the execution. The wound is just kept open for 10 or 15 years, and then supposedly you're going to get closure at the end.
That's right. And I've talked to so many family members who say, if I had known that this system was going to go this way, I would have said absolutely not, take the death penalty off the table. And you see cases, in the case of the Boston bombing, you saw the parents of the 5-year-old boy who was killed. They wrote a piece in I think it was the Boston Globe, where they said, please take the death penalty off the table. We don't want to go through this anymore. And oftentimes those requests from victims' family members are denied. And so we can't stand here and say that we care about the needs of victims' family members when we're not listening to what they actually want and need.
Yeah, the Boston bombing was probably one of the most interesting cases in recent history because it occurred in a state where the death penalty no longer exists, I believe.
Right.
But since it was a federal case, the death penalty was on the table. So then they had to get a jury of their peers, which means geographically drawing from Massachusetts, for whatever reason. We're not here to talk about the jury system, but drawing people from Massachusetts, where a lot of people don't believe in the death penalty for whatever reason. So they were excluded. So, I mean, it was a really odd situation where they're trying to draw from a group of people who presumably generally don't believe in the death penalty, and then excluding those and just taking the ones that do. Very strange stuff. I've got to say, when the verdict came down on that one for the younger guy, that I, you know, like in my heart, I said, good. You know, I mean, I just viscerally, that's how I felt about that situation. But I know, and like, this isn't about emotion. This is putting your emotions aside for a minute. And this is what conservatives are supposed to be good at. We are supposed to be logical and not, you know, Russia's always talking about how everybody else is, all the Democrats, they're how they feel about a situation. Well, if you're upset about the way people feel about a situation, engage your brain and we can talk about the logical conclusions here and what makes the most sense. To hear the rest of this great interview, go to archives.freetalklive.com and get the MP3. Look for today's date there and download, or just listen on the web.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.